Hi, I'm Dr. Rebecca Kornbluh. I'm the Assistant Medical Director for Program Improvement in Telepsychiatry in the Department of State Hospitals in California. I have started to use telepsychiatry in my practice just recently, and I've been doing extensive research on where telepsychiatry is in psychiatry throughout the United States. I've seen numerous ways that telepsychiatry has been incorporated into outpatient practice, emergency room practice, nursing home practice, in prisons, and in other settings throughout the country. The way telepsychiatry has developed has mirrored the improvement in telecommunications throughout the country. Telepsychiatry, in one form or another, has been around since the 1970s, but it's been really since there's been inexpensive and real-time telecommunication available to almost everyone that telepsychiatry has really taken off. The main areas that I've seen telepsychiatry develop have been in outpatient practice and emergency room practice. In these areas, the psychiatrist can easily communicate with an individual patient. In outpatient practice, I have talked to doctors who are in cities, who are serving patients in remote areas. Patients have iPads or other tablet devices that they use to communicate with their doctor and can avoid long, costly commutes to see their psychiatrist in urban areas. I've also talked to people who are using telepsychiatry for assessments in emergency departments. And that allows the patients in the emergency department to be seen more quickly and to be given a proper disposition as opposed to waiting for extensive amounts of time in emergency departments waiting to be seen by psychiatrists. Additionally, I've talked to people who are developing exciting multi-state practices where they provide telepsychiatry consultation to companies and to individuals in a wide geographic area from one area. I talked to an entrepreneur in the Midwest who is working to provide services to a number of public and private institutions through telepsychiatry and is having a number of clinicians work from home to provide services to people throughout the country. Telepsychiatry is great for patients because it allows patients access to psychiatrists who normally wouldn't have access. And that's really the advantage. In our country, we have a growing psychiatrist shortage. It's only going to worsen as the psychiatry workforce grows. And we see that there are a number of counties in the United States that just don't have access to appropriate psychiatric care. And telepsychiatry really allows people access no matter where they are in the country. For psychiatrists, we can avoid long commute times to get to clinics in more remote areas. And also for the younger generation of psychiatrists entering the workforce, it can allow some flexibility in the workday, which can be particularly beneficial to people who have families and are caring for either young ones or for elderly people. It allows psychiatrists to think about both the quality of their lives as well as the ability to have a worthwhile practice. I'm working on developing telepsychiatry services in the state hospital system in California. It is exciting to see patients in hospitals where it's very difficult to recruit psychiatrists, be able to speak to psychiatrists and receive assessments. It's great to be able to see psychiatrists, not have to rush through a patient load larger than is desirable because we're starting to have an appropriate number of psychiatrists to see patients in more remote areas. It is a great advantage to our system. And it's been a great advantage to many other systems as well. In some areas where there's real shortage of psychiatrists, like child psychiatry and geriatric psychiatry, telepsychiatry also allows people from academic centers where they tend to have specialists to provide services to other areas across the country. And so we can expect to see the general care of people who are very young and very old improve with the use of telepsychiatry, allowing people to have access to specialists who can treat people with their diagnosis or in their age group. One of the challenges to telepsychiatry is the way psychiatrists are licensed and insured. The state licensing boards like to have people apply to each state where they're practicing. This has started to be addressed by some states agreeing to accept each other's licenses for the purpose of telepsychiatry. But in most cases right now, psychiatrists have to be licensed in the state where they're practicing, which means that if you are providing telepsychiatry services, for instance, New York State, you'd have to be licensed in New York State. Insurance is also a challenge, but Medicare does allow reimbursement for many areas that are deemed higher need areas. So reimbursement is spreading in telepsychiatry, and it's anticipated that both licensing and reimbursement will improve as telepsychiatry becomes more widespread. In California, right now, we're only providing services within California. And the reason for that is that we want to make sure that our doctors are licensed within the state and providing services in the area where we can give them adequate supervision.